Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, October 30th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. One day left in the month, and we're going to say bye-bye to October.
Yes, we will, and hello, Christmas.
And only a year away from the next election. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is. Well, you know, it is exciting to some degree. It's because we're going to have an election like we've never seen before.
I think you're right. Kind of scary, too, if you think about it.
I don't know if that part is scary because the scariest thing that could happen to us, I think, is if Harris becomes president for some unknown reason. That is the scariest thing that I could think of.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you did hit the bottom barrel on that one. You really did. You called that one right. Wow.
I can't even imagine.
I don't even think about that. I really don't. I mean, the Bible said in the 2 Timothy chapter 3 that perilous times will come in the last days. And I do believe we're living in those perilous times. I truly mean that we are. And it's just, I mean, the insanity and the confusion and chaos just knows no bounds, does it?
I know. And it's, and you know what? The world moves on like
everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Yep.
I mean, the paper markets tell us today that everything's fine and everything's going back to normal. So you had some pressure on gold today. It did break down to 200 or 2,000. Oh, wouldn't it be great if it was 200? I wonder, if gold broke down to 200, would we have buyers or sellers?
You know, people will panic. I'm sure some will jump on both feet if they had any common sense, but people will panic, and you never know what they're going to do. You just don't know.
Yeah. So we had some pressure on gold today, down $10 at $1,996, but I think the futures market was a little bit higher for gold. I don't know if I can pull that up. That's still over 2,000. 2,005. So we're still rallying around that. Around that level. Silver, though, had a good day, up 21 cents at $23.40. Platinum was up $30. Wow. That's the biggest move we've seen in platinum for a long time, all by itself. So that's really interesting. 943. Is this the big breakout that we've been waiting for platinum? Could be, because 3%. That's huge. That's huge. Palladium was up $4 at 11.52. The USDX today was down 0.42, 106.13. Crude oil got hit again, $3 at 82.44. And the Dow had the best day since June. 511 points, 1.5%. Wow. Yeah, 1.5%. The S&P was up 1.25%, and the NASDAQ was up almost 1.25%. So good, big move in the paper markets today. Saw the same thing in European markets, same thing in the Asian markets. Nikkei was the only one that was down 1%. 10-year yield was stronger, 4.88%. And we're looking at the natural gas, and that was down 4%, a 3.34%. So I don't know. It was the best. It was a strong rebound to start the week. Tomorrow, you know, we're supposed to get whether Fed's going to raise rates or keep it the same. I'm so sick of that. I am so sick of every single. Oh, is the Fed going to raise? Oh, it's just because it doesn't matter what they do. I guess it does, but in the long run, it doesn't matter. Here's an interesting market, or treasuries to borrow $776 billion in the final 3 months of the year. Almost $1 trillion. Now it says the treasury expects...
Drop in a bucket, no big deal.
And then they expect to borrow $816 billion between January and March. So that's $1.5 trillion. The announcement comes 10 days after the government said the fiscal 2023 budget deficit would be about $1.7 trillion. So, and with that number, that they're going to say that the government's borrowing needs is going to decline. It's just such a joke. I mean, these announcements are, Butch, hello, 1.7 versus 1.5 trillion, but it's like, hello.
But they made a $200 billion cut.
And the stock markets, hey, it went up, you know, the best since. Oh, my. But it's just like things just don't matter. Nothing matters.
No.
And it will matter because you just can't have all of these actions and no actions, no reactions to it. You can't have the actions without reactions. And it's just it's a head scratcher to some degree. The shipping industry could lose $10 billion a year battling climate change by 2050. Severe drought, okay, has caused water levels in the Mississippi River to drop so low that ships have been running aground. To keep commerce flowing, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is now using a dredge ship to push out silt in the river near Vicksburg. The chief of navigation for the Corps told local media the low water level can cause a major financial impact. It is just the latest in a growing number of disruptions hitting the shipping industry as it battles the effects of climate change. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It keeps going and going and going. I may have sent you an email, but whether you want to start with the war news or economic news, but I think the war news goes on. The economic news, I think, will be an interesting day. And I thought I'd start with one that kind of ties in. It's unbelievable. This is the believe it or not category, but it's really true, sad to say. McDonald's revenue soars as it hikes menu prices. $18 Big Macs. I'm not making this up. McDonald's on Monday reported that the revenue was up 14% in the latest quarter. A surge in Burger John said was driven by strategic menu price increases. The Golden Arches brought in a total of $6.69 billion in revenue for the first 3 months, a period ending September 30th, beating expectations of $6.58. However, McDonald's, which has 13,513 restaurants in the U.S., with 38,000 abroad, did not disclose how much the franchisor has increased its prices, which generally vary between locations. One branch in Darien, Connecticut, listen to this, Melody, charged as much as $18 for a Big Mac combo meal, which includes medium fries and a soft drink. $18. Meanwhile, the same Big Mac combo will run hungry patrons $13.69 at McDonald's in Times Square. I mean, can you believe, Melody, that would even discuss paying $14 to $18 for a Big Mac sandwich?
No.
Are you still
maybe
there?
Maybe if they were good.
Oh, my. I mean, that is so unimaginable. $18, this is in Connecticut, and the Times Square is right at 14, but let's just say it's 10 anywhere else. $10 for a hamburger and a fry, and government spending $2 trillion or whatever it was, $1.4 trillion deficit. I mean, you said it has consequences. You're looking at the consequences right in front of us, aren't we?
Yes.
You any comments to that?
No.
I'm laughing. It's not funny, but I can't help but laugh.
I know. I hear you.
That is unbelievable. You go ahead and add whatever you want to. I'll get on some other stuff whenever you're ready.
Well, no, you wanted to, there's just a couple of other things. You know, you have CVS and Walgreens employees. They're planning a walkout to protest working conditions. Yeah, they're really bad working conditions. It's the same stories just continue to go on and go on and go on. But there's a lot more articles about gold, about how no one's prepared for these higher yields for much, much longer. People are looking to gold for a safe haven. It just goes on and on. And food delivery business Yellow. Wasn't that the new Schwann's? They were formerly known as Schwann. They're going to lay off 750 employees nationwide and close 90 delivery centers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's big.
And and then we have the war.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. And a way of pointing out, I guess you know, Pence drops out of the election for president, the race for president, so that's one less Republican to worry about. Just thought you probably knew that, to imagine. So
if what?
By you. The Pence dropped out of the run for president.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know which
He's
way to go.
He's a weird dude.
Really. There's much different things copies to go through here, and I got quite a bit of economic news, but let's go ahead and get through the war news real quick. And if I can do it as quick as possible. On a different front than we're in right now, as far as the Middle East and Ukraine, U.S. willing to fight China on behalf of Philippines following ship collision near disputed island. Well, another hotspot. As hostilities between China and the Philippines and the South China Sea escalates, U.S. President Joe Biden said that the U.S. military is willing to fight a nuclear-armed China on behalf of the Philippines after ships from the two Asian countries collided near a disputed unpopulated island in the South China Sea. The United States defense agreement with the Philippines is ironclad. Any attack on the Filipino aircraft, vessels, or armed forces will invoke our mutual defense treaty with the Philippines, Biden said during a joint press conference. According to the 1951 Mutual Defense Pact, the U.S. and the Philippines will jointly defend themselves against external armed attack. Earlier on Sunday, two of the Manila's military ships collided with a Chinese vessel that sought to block them from reaching the disputed Second Thomas Shoal, which is strategically located along important commercial shipping routes, but also submerged at high tide, excuse me, according to the New York Post. So apparently the Chinese vessel, if this is true, was seeking to block the shoal, and they rammed them. So I don't know, Beldy. That's just a different front of war. I thought I mentioned before getting anywhere else. It seems like there's attention worldwide, does it not?
Absolutely. I mean, you know? Russia. Look what's happened in Russia.
Which one's referring to there?
At the airport.
Oh, yeah. I got that coming up. Yes.
Yeah.
Got that coming up. It's happening everywhere. Hamas
and
blocks.
Never, and you know what? It's never happened before.
No, it hasn't. Especially in Russia. Hamas blocks foreign nationals from leaving Gaza. That is not a smart move. This really happened. That's really an ignorant move for them to do. All that's going to do is irritate the Israelis, everybody concerned. Hamas is blocking foreign nationals, including Britons, from leaving Gaza. The United States said on Sunday, as Israel sent more troops into the Strip to join a ground offensive. Britain was on Sunday working to rescue trapped citizens as civil disorder and looting broke out at UN warehouses. American officials said that Israel and Egypt were prepared to let foreigners leave the Strip, which is under heavy Israeli bombardment, but Hamas has refused. At least 200 British citizens are thought to be registered in the UK with the UK authorities inside the coastal enclave, and some 600 Americans as well as many other nationalities. If that really happened that way, that's really a dumb move. That's just going to make other nations more and more involved. And Melly, this is spreading so quickly. Erdogan threatens to declare war on Israel and send military to Gaza in chilling warning. And I'll get the rest of the story in a minute, but that's serious. I mean, that's a huge move if that happens. Recep Tayyip Erdogan delivered a speech to a rally this afternoon in which he told attendees Israel was responsible for war crimes and framed Hamas as freedom fighters. In comments that have prompted Israeli outcry and led the country to withdraw its diplomatic presence, President Erdogan suggested assaults on Gaza constituted a massacre. In the same speech, he reportedly said that Turkey can come at any night unexpectedly to a static reception from hundreds of thousands of attendees. The footage, which is currently circulating on X, formerly known as Twitter, purportedly showed the pro-Palestine crowd responding with the chant, "Turkish military to Gaza." Wow. Comments, Melody?
You know, they haven't released the hostages yet.
No, they haven't.
It kind of makes me, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Well, there's no way. It seems, to listen to our side of the news, that Gaza is in bad condition. And from what the news shows, they've really been hammered. And I don't know whether they're gaining ground against Israel, if they're holding their own or not. Like the news, I take the news with a grain of salt. I don't know whether to believe it or not, to be quite honest with you. But either way, if the figure's anywhere near right, they've lost thousands of people already in this battle. Wouldn't you think they'd be trying to find a way to maybe negotiate somewhat of a compromise to save more lives?
So. No.
You know, on both sides,
on the Hamas
side? Yeah. Yeah.
No. What? No. No,
you don't think they should be looking at some way.
No, if anything, they want to ramp it up.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying, but don't you think that if they had any common sense and the leaders had common sense, both sides, especially right now, if Gaza is almost wiped out, the way the news says it is, maybe they should think about ways to lessen the damage.
Well, that's Hamas just, isn't the same as the Palestinians. No, they don't care.
Well, that's true too. But they're Muslim people. You think they have some kind of heart for their own people?
I don't think. Well, I'm not going to say that, but
well, it's just sad. It really breaks my heart to see this. It truly, truly
does.
I think
when it comes to war, people just become a collateral damage, and whatever their ultimate goal is, that's what they're going to accomplish. And I think their goal is to incite a regional and a bigger war.
Well, if Turkey joins in, you can bet other nations will soon join them.
You
no
know,
doubt about it.
Well, the Saudis and, you know, and everybody else. So it's, you know, it's, but Turkey is a NATO member. So or did they drop out? I think they're still a member.
I want to say yes, I think they did, but I'm not going to swear to that. I don't know that.
I mean, if they're still a member, I don't know. I don't know how all that works out. We'll find out. Wow. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And, of course, make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And heading into the break, we're talking about what's happening over in Israel. And Turkey is still a member of NATO. So if NATO is to protect countries who are attacked. I don't know what they do if the country is attacking. I don't know how that all works out, but I'm sure they have it down. I'm sure they do. But
well, more and more countries are getting involved, even involuntarily. You know, this is, you mentioned about Russia, we'll get that in a minute, but this is pro-Hamas protesters beat black Hebrew Israelites with Palestinian flags in Chicago. The Israeli-Hamas war has come to America. Black Hebrew Israelites and pro-Hamas Palestinians duked it out in the streets of Chicago this weekend. Video captured by Yeshiva World News showed pro-Hamas protectors using their Palestinian flagpoles as weapons with both sides fighting in the roadway. The wooden poles snapped in the process. Both sides lobbed bottles and sticks at each other while Chicago police struggled to keep them apart. That was a story on Saturday as well, when police failed to do so, resulting in the tense times along Michigan Avenue. The black Israelites appeared to be outnumbered, but that didn't deter them from wanting to get a piece of the Palestinians. And that's only the beginning. But that means Chicago is not known for being a safe place to be anyway, Melody. There's usually 30, 40 shootings every week in Chicago, aren't they?
You know, there is. And it's the part that's frightening is there is this huge movements and huge demonstrations.
Yes.
Across the and around the world, and our colleges, and never seen such a. I mean, yes, there's been demonstrations, usually maybe for one situation or another, but you never saw a divide like this before.
Hatred enough to want to kill other people when being with the flagpole. That could kill him. You know, threats against Cornell's Jewish student reported to FBI, school says. It's Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Notified the FBI of a potential hate crime after an anti-Semitic message threatening the school's Jewish community, referencing the ongoing Israeli Gaza war, were posted to an online forum on Sunday. The threat specifically named one university building, the Cornell Center for Jewish Living. University's President Martha E. Pollock said in a statement Sunday. Cornell police were immediately notified about the series of horrendous anti-Semitic messages and are investigating the matter. Pollock said police will continue to remain on site to ensure students and community members are safe. It's just unbelievable. It's just sad. But this is only the beginning. Anti-Semitic comments increase across, this is in Russia, China, social media. The anti-Semitic comments are increasing across Chinese social media. Far-right German legislature arrested after Sieg Heil salutes were heard. This is going on and on and on, Melody. I mean, this is nothing small. This is not being contained at all. Can you imagine two small nations like Israel and Gaza having such effect on the world and dividing the world? It's happening in Australia. It's happening all over the world. People are protesting either one side or the other. And violent mobs, you said this earlier, violent mob storms Russian airport looking for Jews.
Yeah. They heard the flight was from Israel.
Yeah. I mean, this... Well,
Go ahead. This is a religious war.
It is.
This is a true spiritual religious war.
It truly is. It truly, truly is between two enemies that they have no reconciliation, having for thousands of years. A flight from Tel Aviv to Russia's Dykeston Republic was forced to redirect on Sunday after pro-Hamas riders stormed Malachakila, Utah airport, reportedly seeking to attack Israeli travelers. Hundreds of people overran the airport, located in the capital of the Muslim-majority region of southern Russia. Video footage shows riders with Palestinian flags shouting, Allahu Akbar, God is great, as they search the terminals for Israeli passengers. As they search the terminals, folks, for Israeli passengers. Other videos show Muslim protesters stopping vehicles in the area to ask motorists if they were transporting tourists from the Jewish state. We came for the Jews to kill them with a knife and shoot them, a rioter was quoted as saying. According to Israeli officials, a limited number of Israelis and Jews are currently isolated and under guard at the airport. We're working on having them depart from a connection on a connection flight to Moscow once conditions allow it. We're literally hunting them in the terminal to kill them. I don't care whose side you're on. This is really horrendous behavior. Period. Any comments, Melody, on that?
No. And But yeah, we've never seen anything like this before, to where there is, and it's that's why there is hate. Like, it's just, and you know what? No one is really talking. You don't hear any governments coming down and saying or trying to stop these things that are going on, these demonstrations. They're not trying to stop them.
And I don't.
So it's only going to pick
understand
up.
It. Yeah. I mean, I would assume this is my
they
opinion.
They want it to happen.
Yeah,
they
that's going to say that.
Because
yes,
also,
yes.
Also the governments, those in charge, they know it's a religious war. I don't know what you want to call it. I don't know if it's spiritual. I don't know if it's religious or, you know, but it isn't a.
It's religious
know.
For sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. It is. And to see this spreading, I mean, around the globe. Around the globe. I mean, more and more nations are going to be affected by this as time goes along. I mean, we have Syria and Lebanon now rocketing into Israel. We've got Turkey saying they might want to join the fiasco. We have rioters all over the world because of this. Something's got to give. Now, and in my mind, of course, I don't think like a lot of people as far as leaders of the world go. But I want to stop this before getting worse all over the globe. But apparently the people that are in power don't want to stop this for some reason. And I know it was instigated. I know that for a fact. I know Israel was not taken by surprise. I know all that. But when do you say enough is enough, Milton? When the world's at war?
Yes. Well, a war is a war. No, a war is not just a war. A war is not a war. Not if it's a religious war versus all the other wars.
Well, when the world goes
to
war...
It is different.
Whatever the reasons are, innocent people die in every war.
Yeah, but this is different. This is different.
It is different. It is different.
It's different.
But it doesn't lessen the damage. And if it goes to world war, you can only imagine what that's going to be. Gee. So, that's just something, folks, to think about and do pray about for a lot of reasons. I can't even, as a pastor, I can't even tell you how you should pray except pray for God's will be done and for wisdom in our lives to know how to handle these situations. The whole world's going into chaos. As we just mentioned, religiously, there was going to be more wars over religion. That's prophesied. I mean, the beast himself will make war with the saints and overcome them, the Bible says. He actually overcome them. In Revelation 13, read it for yourself. He overcomes the Christians. We know this is going to be a war, but economically, and every moral way you think of, this is escalating into a worldwide chaotic situation that is going to be unbelievably hard to navigate. So pray for direction, instruction, and wisdom. Mel, that's the best advice I can give. Prepare themselves best they can and call you what they can for some finances. Put back some food and some water filter or two. They might need it, mightn't they?
Absolutely.
I mean, we have the Palestinians are raiding the UN warehouses in Gaza,
yeah.
Taking what they have to take and trying. I'm sure they're trying to survive. I'm not picking on for doing it, but you know, they're still doing anything they can to try to survive. So there really are no safe places.
I heard they're now letting in 100 semis in a day. Israel authorized that, but their normal trucks is 450. So
it's quite a cut. Quite a cut. And it's a sad situation to see, and I don't see it improving anytime in the very near future. But it is what it is. Once Mother News, workers are doing less work for the same pay. I guess you say this right now, this economy is a workers' paradise, so to speak. They're begging for workers. Americans are increasingly getting paid for not doing work. And of course, that's been going on for many years. It's called welfare, but this is a different issue. Growth is paid time off, including family leave, sick leave, and vacation, is widening the gap between the number of hours for which the workers get paid and the number of hours they are actually on the job. Employers have expanded paid benefits to retain and attract workers in a hot job market. Employees, meanwhile, are using the new benefits as they juggle work, family, and health. Trevor Guy, earlier this month, used new benefits offered by his restaurant employer to get paid for time he took off from work after the radiator of his radiator fan was 2004 Mustang broke on the way to the job. Guy, a 25-year-old manager at Tono Pizzeria and Cheese Steaks, a five-restaurant chain in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, said he was stuck on the side of the road for 6 hours and needed a couple more hours to arrange a repair. He called in. The restaurant found someone to cover him, and he received his normal pay while handling one of his life's curveballs. Having that flexibility when life happens is a big benefit, Guy said. So he called in, Melody. He couldn't make it, and they found somebody to replace him, so they went ahead and paid him anyway. He couldn't be there. I don't know. That's really definitely a good benefit. But how long can restaurants afford to do that, or any business afford to do that? What do you think on that?
Not very long, that's for sure. So
you know, I mean, I understand that they are really, literally in our area, and I'm sure your area too, that there's helpfulness signs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially on service industry, restaurants and other things, there are helpfulness signs everywhere. And Ford, you know, last week we shared the GM is cutting back on its EV building. Well, Ford cuts EV investment after losing $36,000 on every EV sold in the third quarter. Wow. They lost $36,000. I mean, can you only imagine what the cost that car was to lose $36,000 on it? Ford Motor Company's third quarter earnings revealed the rising EV losses caused mainly by slowing demand and the EV price war initiated by Tesla at the start of the same of the year. And I'm not going to go through all the numbers. It's not really important. But this means that Ford has lost $36,000 for every electric vehicle it sold in the quarter, surpassing its estimated $32,350 loss per EV in the second quarter. For the entire year, the car maker expects a full year loss of $4.5 billion for its EV units. Wow. That's a chunk, Melody. I mean, EVs are not catching on, and I'm tickled pink they're not. But Chevrolet, I mean, GM quit making, basically, and now Ford's sold down on them. Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what I mean, it sounds heartless, but I don't mean sound heartless. By the way, the Chinese are working on a car now that runs on ammonia.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that smell great?
Yeah, it runs on ammonia. Won't need electric, and there's no exhaust. Ammonia has no carbon molecule in it, so there'll be no exhaust. So, interesting stuff happening. We'll see what comes out of that. What do you want to add to all that? Go ahead. I'll be quiet in a minute.
Well, no. I mean, I think everybody knows, you know, EVs just, you know, they need to, I think eventually they'll be a great item. But until then, they need to figure out how to do it. And unfortunately, a lot of that, it will all be coming from China. You know, China will be the one that's controlling these electric vehicles, their batteries, the minerals or the rare earths that need to do the batteries. And then my biggest question is, here you have all of these environmentalists, all about climate control, all about plastics, all about this, all about that. Well, what are they going to do with all of these batteries when they're dead?
That's a very good question. Very good question. And
I understand they can take them apart and they can pull out a lot of that stuff, but there's still leftover materials.
That's true. That's very true. And I'm sure y'all have tractor supplies up your way, right?
We do.
Okay. Well, they now sell an EV there made in China that has dual engines. Dual engines. What's that mean? One's electric and one's gasoline. In this side-by-side issue, our TV.
Well, that's not any different than, like, the Prius or the hybrids, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Part of it is gas, and the other part is whatever?
It's electric. And this is the first one I've seen, though, in our TV. And I looked at it, it said dual engine. I had to figure that one out. But now that comes from China. And they run about 13,000 new. So there you go. Hmm. I mean, it's apparently... they're going to try to keep us going in electric direction. I tried out a van one time. It's part electric and part gasoline. It ran well. I tried it out. It ran very well, but I just nervous about the electric part. Even though it's still backed up by gasoline, I didn't like the concept yet. It's something brand new, and I wasn't about to be one to experiment on.
Right.
So, any more comments? We're going to break in a little second anyway. So, if you want anything, go ahead. Now's your chance.
Nope, I'm good.
All right. Migrant hot potato. New York City offers illegal
spring. You can't go any further.
I know it's break time. There
yes,
you go.
It is. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. And I think it's we can finish up those EBs. Yes.
All right. Migrant hot potato. New York City offers illegals plane tickets to anywhere but the Big Apple. I'm laughing, but it ain't funny, folks. It really isn't. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has finally realized it. If you're not actively playing the game of illegal immigrant hot potato, you're on the losing end of it. Melody, why am I laughing at this? Because this is so sad. These people are being passed around like pawns in a chess game, and some of them are probably decent people. But I mean, this is so sad to see this happening to this country. For months, New York had been on the receiving end of the game as Republican governors of Texas and Florida aggressively bus migrants to New York and other big blue cities. Now with his city busting at the seams with hordes of varied third worlders, Adams has decided he's all in. New York City is now aggressively offering migrants one blade plane tickets to anywhere else in the world but there. Given the leftist uproar and accusation of racism leveled against governors Abbott and DeSantis, it's amusing to watch the mayor's office try to couch its aggressive migrant export scheme in delicate terms. With no sign of decompression strategy in the near future, we have established a reticketing center for migrants, said the spokeswoman Kayla Mamlick. Here, the city will redouble efforts to purchase tickets for migrants to help them take the next steps in their journeys. In other words, get your butts out of here. Here's your ticket. Oh, my. Folks, America is such a sad shape. It really and truly is. And I was reading spells today that the average migrant now gets about $4,000 a month in benefits. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about, you know, different benefits. And the average Social Security check's $1,500. Imagine that.
And people have worked how many years?
Yes, exactly.
And they don't even get that much.
Exactly. So, reckon they buy a ticket, or one-way ticket somewhere we can want to go, maybe, I don't know. I mean,
I'll go to the beach and to an island in the Caribbean. Will they fly us there?
Oh, gosh. I mean, this really is sad. It's really sickening to see this happen to this country. And not for mine, your sake. I mean, you're 39 years old. I'm older than that. But, you know, our time in this country, unless earth's getting a little scarcer, but our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to have to pay for this price of the apathy and ignorance of the American people. Anyway, U.S. food insecurity crisis erupts. 17 million households starving. Highest in 11 years. President Biden called the latest job numbers as Bidenomics in action. The elderly president, who sometimes appears to exhibit strong signs of cognitive fog, said he continues to fight to build an economy from the middle out and bottom up. The working class Americans know better than to trust the statistical magicians at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and in a recent poll, do not trust the governor's rosy economic views. The distrust is warranted because not even the United States Department of Agriculture can pretend Bidenomics is working anymore. A new report from the agency shows household food insecurity in 2022 soared to levels not seen since Biden was vice president during the Obama administration. USDA found that 87.2% of households were food secure last year. The remaining 12.8%, about 17 million households, were food insecure. This is the highest level of food insecurity in America since 2014. Food insecure households, those with low and very low food security, had difficulty at some time during the year providing enough food for all their members because of lack of resources, USDA said. About 5.1% of the households, or about 6.8 million, had the most severe level of food security last year. You know, that's something that most of us have never had to worry about, is food insecurity. I can see now that my wife and I have cut back on a lot of things we used to buy extra because we enjoyed it, but we're not starving. It's really a sad situation to watch this grow. And where the government fiddles away another $1.4 trillion, and the people can't afford to buy bread for their families. Maybe there's something wrong with that picture. Something very wrong with that picture.
You know, there really is. You know, when we're told that there's a 4.9 GDP and that the economy is going along swimmingly and everybody is just happy as pie, stock market is roaring, and you know, so there should be a level of excitement, busyness, and so forth, and it's just so far from the truth. And I think the reason we're different, and we recognize that there's people that are having difficulties. DC, the politicians, the administration, they can't announce that people are having difficulties. You know, they'll talk about borders and they'll dance all around. Oh, we have a bad economy, but they don't talk about how difficult it is for people and that there's, I don't even like to call it food insecurities. It's people are hungry. People are going without food.
That's right. I agree. And why the illegal get $4,000 a month of benefits.
Yeah. And you have a senior citizen, baby boomers that can't get their medications. Oh, well, thank goodness that Biden was able to, you know, pass something that made Congress able to negotiate pharmaceuticals with the manufacturer. It's just such the illusion that has been created and painted. And I think if people are doing well, they believe it. And they don't want to see anything else.
Well, I can't imagine. Now, I'm sure there's some people out there that are so wealthy they don't even notice the inflation. Perhaps that's true. But anyone will say
they notice it. They notice it, but they can deal with it.
Yeah, I know, but how did they not understand the people that make much less than them don't have, I had a hard time dealing with it. See what I'm saying? That means they're ignoring the truth. If they're seeing their
because they just
dollars,
don't care. They don't care.
That's it. That's the point. That's sad.
It is.
And don't worry. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. It is sad.
Three-D printed vegan salmon hits the European market. Here we go, folks. Don't worry. You can eat whatever they find in 3D printed. The market for 3D printed products includes homes, furniture, and footwear. Now we can add salmon to the list, at least in Europe. The food tech startup Revo Foods in September became the first company to sell 3D-printed vegan salmon fillets in select grocery stores in Vienna, Austria, and opened an online shop that ships the product to most European countries this month. It flakes very nicely in two layers, just like salmon, Robin Simsa, the CEO of Revo Foods, told Insider. It also has a similar taste. I like it. A similar taste.
That's scary.
But like any meat alternative, it's not 100% the same. This marks a milestone for the nascent alternative seafood industry, which is testing an array of ingredients and technologies to make products that don't harm ocean ecosystems. Some startups are developing plant-based options, while others are growing fish cells in a lab. For its part, Revo Foods 3D printer layers microprotein made from mushroom roots with plant-based fats to mimic the texture of real salmon. That just sounds so appetizing to me. Can I stand it?
Yum.
Yeah, can't wait to get some of that. My goodness. But Bloomberg pushes climate doom as reason why you must eat bugs. Boy, they're determined to feed us bugs. The U.S. is one of the world's largest exporters of agriculture products. Still, the corporate press continues to promote climate change disinformation to accelerate the normalization of insects and lab-grown meat into the food supply. Well, folks, I just told you there are three D printing salmon now in Europe. Bloomberg is the latest corporate media to use fear to sell what might be a world economic form agenda of introducing bugs and lab-grown meat into the food supply. You may see lab-grown meat and insects in the menu in future decades as the world grapples with challenges to food security posed by climate change and conflict. Bloomberg's Kira Wright was covering Sydney South by Southwest Festival early this month when she said panelists were talking about lab-grown meat, edible insects, and vertical farming. Wright continued with more climate doom in the article. Climate change has made weather more volatile and hotter in many places of the world, damaging corn crops in the U.S., slashing wheat crops forecast in Australia, and even accelerating the spread of deadly pests in China. However, did anyone tell Wright, the editors, or maybe even billionaire Mike Bloomberg, about the inconvenient truth of 1,600 international scientists who said in August there is no climate emergency? Meanwhile, Bezos, the Washington Post, recently advised Americans to eat ants and crickets. Remember, the effort to push edible insects comes from the World Economic Forum. And by the way, I was told the other day that ants taste like lemon. So, in case you're interested, Melody, if you want to taste one.
That what?
Tastes like lemon.
Ants?
Ants supposed to, taste like lemon. Tastes lemony, I should say. Lemony. So, in case you want to eat an ant, you know, it's going to taste something a little bit lemony. Just thought you might want to know that. In case you want
I prefer garlic.
Okay. Sprinkle some garlic on them, you never know. And in case you run out of food, don't worry about it. Canada's got an answer to this. 13,421 people were euthanized in Canada in 2022, setting a new record. Doesn't that just sound beautiful? Health Canada recently released the fourth annual report on medical assistance in dying. The data is gathered from the report submitted by the medical or nurse practitioners who carried out the death. There's no requirement that a third party or neutral person witness the death or submit the reports to ensure their accuracy. While waiting for the official report to release, I estimate that there will be approximately 13,200 people reported assisted deaths. My estimate was close. The report 2022 indicates that there were 13,241 assisted deaths in 2022, up from 10,092 in 2021. The 2022 report also indicates that the numbers of assisted deaths increased by 31.2%, representing 4.1% of all deaths. The total number of reported assisted deaths in Canada from legalization to December 31st, 2022 was 44,958 people they've helped put to death. So if they can't feed you, no problem.
There you go.
We'll just put you to sleep.
Sure. They're conditioning the people for acceptance.
Melody.
You know?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, I'm reading this thing, I just cannot believe it. This is the world I live in. New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being unvaccinated, orders back pay. I guess they can look at that, let people say, ah, I told you so. A New York State Supreme Court ordered all New York City employees who were fired for not being vaccinated to be reinstated with back pay. Hooray for them. The court found on Monday that being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting COVID-19. New York City Mayor Eric Adams claimed earlier this year that his administration would not rehire employees who had been fired over their vaccination status. New York City fired roughly 1,700 employees for being unvaccinated early this year after the city adopted the vaccine mandate under former Mayor Bill de Blasio, but they had to hire them back and give their money back. I think that's wonderful news. Melody, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, hopefully the other businesses who, you know, fired them and so forth and whatnot, this is forcing them to do the same.
I agree. Now, the new Biden administration, Melody, policy will fire HHS employees for using improper pronouns. There you go. An absurd new Biden administration policy directed toward employees of the Department of Health and Human Services would see employees potentially fired for failing to use proper pronouns. My goodness. The policy being implemented this month was sent to a Department of Staff on October 11th, according to Roger Cervinio, former director of the HHS Office of Civil Rights, entitled the Gender Identity, Non-Discrimination, and Inclusion Policy for Employees and Applicants. It being touted as a necessary step to create a more inclusive space for gender-diverse employees and provide workplace procedures safeguarding gender expression. Emails obtained by Cervinio said that due to the new policy, HHS employers must now call their fellow employees by the preferred pronouns risk creating an unlawful, hostile work environment. Okay. There you are.
More than so, what would you like me to, how would you like me to address you?
Let me think on that a while. I'm still confused.
Will you let me know?
I'm still confused.
Let me know.
Although I've never been able to look, I've looked in the mirror, I can't find my feminine side, so I don't know for sure. But anyway. It is really, folks, we're laughing. We need to laugh. Laughter's good.
So we're all they. So we're all going to be theys, thems.
Yeah. That's probably where it's going to go eventually. To be safe, you got to call everybody they or them or whatever they want to call it. But, folks, we're laughing about it, but you get ready for you and your family. Call Melody up and give her a call. Give her a call and see what she has to offer you in some kind of way of protecting some wealth, if at all possible. Because you're going to lose it all eventually. You really are. If it's in the bank, 401k, IRA, it's going to go away. Melody?
800-375-4188. And we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me.